Well, up next, you know, when BP America announced that it had given $500 million to grant to UC Berkeley and the University of Illinois to research biofuels, that money came along with something that's a little unusual, a social conscience. We'll have a view from this land grant in the land of Lincoln. BP America upped the biofuels ante by $500 million earlier this year, but it may be doing much more. It seems this is an oil company interested in the social well-being of the American farmer. BP is headed, in fact, by a rancher. Bob Malone raises cattle and sheep and goats. He says he likes to think about what the 10-year, $500 million grant will do, in his words, for those of us on the land. Well, the money, he thinks, represents a tremendous opportunity for the agricultural community. It is targeted at researching new and different commodity crops to be used as biofuels feedstocks. University of Illinois Chancellor Richard Herman sees the BP America grant in a slightly different social spirit. He says it melds two research institutions together in a unique and purposeful way, the U of I and University of California, Berkeley.
Two of these great universities can, instead of competing with each other, join forces to address the common good, to me, is just one of the most wonderful things that has come out of this partnership as we seek to address the problems of the larger society. We're going to find that no one institution has the talent to really address fully the problem. And BP recognized that in creating this partnership.
The Illinois Chancellor calls it a transformational moment that fits in with the university's vision of the future with collaborative efforts across traditional campus, academic subject matter, state, and national boundaries. The grant from BP America may well propagate a socio-academic change in ways that have only just begun. The Danforth Center, funded by Monsanto in St. Louis, is another example of a non-traditional research approach requiring collaborative efforts of several institutions. On that social note, you might wonder just how the corporately funded research will be trickled back to the farm. Well, if Bob Malone from BP America has anything to say about it, and he's footing the bill, it will be set forth in a way that protects and serves the family farm. He really said that he is worried about the small family farm in the Midwest, and that it is important to take a long-term view of the structural changes in agriculture from a food and fiber business to a food, fuel, and fiber provider. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.